Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed peace and love,
wisdom and understanding, revelation and manifestation. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my crystallized reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tiameka, in the legendary, historic, enchanted, beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time to 2 p.m. You may also now find me again reviving my Wednesday night 7 p.m. show beginning next Wednesday. Not Wednesday, March 23rd, but beginning next Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. For hoodoo secrets and recipes, divine affirmation and meditation, revelation and manifestation. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller. And I will address you as time and spirit do allow. So please do be patient with me and know that I will attend to your questions, comments, and requests. My website, where I can be reached, utilizes various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of documented results. And manifestation is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, astrologers, numerologists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located via my various virtual temple groups, which can be found beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince team group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And do remember to continue to visit and support these powerful voices in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, respectively, of my website. Spiritualist and astrologer Lindsay Anuket can now be found via her Temple Radio Blog Talk Radio archive player. Amiti Anuket is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe. Also, the truth terrorist Queen Ibama, who airs on Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio, can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. She is also one of my faithful supporters and a vendor of Pan-African and African handcrafted and inspired jewelry and art pieces. And you can find her in the Queen Chamber of my website. Please also find Gogo Nana Malata Omare, my very special sister priestess, and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations. Oshun priestess Gogo Nana Malata Omare, goddess love light, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. You can find her via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Sister Abana, Racism Not Anonymous, and the Recovery Room, offering teaching concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Not Anonymous. And you can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive. Player. Continue to also support Kalahat and Angelic Soaps, magical, tasty, fragrant, holistic Angelic Soaps. You can find her in Queen's Chamber of my website. And Queen Akushiwa, experienced Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized life. One centralized location you can find Queen Akushiwa in the Queen Chamber of my website. Also know that you can continue to fund and support Brother Majadi Baruti and Uja Temple Ministry via the King Chamber of my website. You can also find Mick Steve offering spiritual teaching and enlightenment via his Temple of the Enlightened Mind show and Blog Talk Radio player in the King Chamber of my website. And as always, I will constantly be upgrading and adding and changing. So do visit the website and all of the available pages frequently and show us your love and your support. Be reminded that I sell books, CDs, MP3 downloads, shea butter, black soap, crystals, stones, minerals, semi-precious stones, various ritual items via my website. Excuse me. And just because it's not always visible does not mean that it's not always available. So do contact me with your special personalized request, and I will be more than happy to assist you. I also have an excellent reputation for providing life-affirming and changing information and resources on various topics. Also, as I assist my clients in area of spirituality, religion, herbs, dietary issues, divine math, crystals, Orisha, deity work, Lawa work, I also have a strong connection and relationship with the Egungs, the Egungungs, the Gende, the ancestors, for without them I would not be, and my ministry would not be possible. Keep the time I say, If we stand tall, it is because we stand on the shoulders of many ancestors. So do know that your support, continued support, love, and community involvement is greatly, greatly appreciated. And if you have not done so, please do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. Mark me as a favorite. Mark this episode as a favorite. Let us know that you do indeed appreciate my being here, the House of Divine Prince, High Potion, Hulu Central, being present for you via this medium of Blog Talk Radio. And particularly for those of you who don't often visit the live chat, but are listening to the show via the remote players, whether it be on Facebook, my website, MySpace, Hi-Fi, wherever you are listening, it is most important that you do click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player, not only once, but for your favorite episode, and show your support not only to me and House of the Divine Prince, but also to Blog Talk Radio. And take the time to investigate and show some support for our sponsor, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and with other, they rotate the sponsors, so they change. Every time you refresh your page, they will change. But this is a way of showing us some support. It's not necessarily a vote for the corporate establishment, if you will, but it is a way of us getting some credit and a vote of your confidence for being here with you on Blog Talk Radio. So please do take the time to do that for me each and every time you visit the show page or my main Blog Talk Radio page. It is greatly, humbly appreciated. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I am humbled by your divine being and presence, God and goddesses, in this squared circle of spiritual consciousness. As always, I am humbled. I'm into Ted Kalahat, our special guest, greeting divine salutations humbly to you for being present. And, of course, always those who are with me on the phone line. Remember, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. Know that I am always taking calls, even if I don't remember to say that I am taking calls. I'm always open and welcome to receiving your phone calls, comments, and requests via our live listen-in and call-in number at area code 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and we'll address you as time and spirit do allow and direct. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Ensemble Guinée, au Badakounou Dieu, au Olé.
Oh, hey,
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke wale le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
Central, each and every working weekday here at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Beginning next week, next Wednesday, we will not have a 12 noon show, but we will be going back to the 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time evening show for those who have been working during the day and unavailable to listen to the show. And, of course, you're always free to enjoy the show in archive, and I do invite you to do so at your leisure by visiting my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. But know that beginning next week, we will have a power lunch Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Wednesday night, we will be going back to our 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time show. And occasionally, I will be doing weekend shows, but only on special events. So please do check back on my profile for scheduling. Always check for scheduling. And, of course, a great place to begin with me, many understand and know, is Facebook. So do link with me, add me, join me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheDivineprince. As one word, but capitalize the T on the D on divine, and the P on prince. And you should get linked with me there. Also, I'm on many other social networks, working sites, too many even to list. You can see them there on my main Blog Talk Radio profile. And I do realize since the Ning shake-up, I do need to go in there and weed out some of the inactive Ning groups, if you will. But you can, or you should be able to find just about every link available for me, including my webcam page, my YouTube channel. I'm Voodoo Tye, V-O-O-D-O-O-T-Y-E, on YouTube. I will be uploading shortly just a brief video that I took of one of my favorite spots here in the city, Audubon Park, one of our beautiful, luscious, what I call garden-like parks here in New Orleans. And there's a spot that I call the Meeting of Tahuti, because these beautiful white, we call them whooping cranes. The Egyptians call them ibis, you know, the birds with the long beaks that curve and dip down. And they gather at this one particular spot in the bayou in Audubon Park, and I got a pretty fairly decent video of it today, so I'm going to post that probably on my Facebook as opposed to my YouTube. I do have some other videos that I intend to post to YouTube at some point, but I think I want to post this video that I'm speaking of to my Facebook, so please do check back briefly, if not shortly after the show, and I should have that, I should have that posted. And be reminded, I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, do recognize my several virtual temple groups. They are just not getting enough work, and I would appreciate your support of them and their endeavors. I do appreciate those of you who contact me directly, but I would also like to share some of the community and access with the practitioners within my Keen group. And I have several of them within my House of the Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various Pan-African, world, spiritual, religious, astrological, numerological, magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those links can be found in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I can be accessed virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Feel free to contact me at my email, divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. And, of course, always feel welcome to comment in my guest book. And if, of course, you leave a comment, a specific comment, I will always respond to you in a timely manner. I have a lot going on here, so I do apologize. That's just one of the side effects, if you will. I try to find a safer word of doing a show in the middle of the day in the warm summer months. We have guests here in town. Some of them are coming and going. Minister Daryl Moak, some of you are familiar with that name from my Facebook, is visiting in town. So the show will be just a little different today. Kalahad, I'm just not seeing your comment. I believe that's spelled with an I, but I could be wrong. But, yeah, they have the long legs, white plumage and feathers, and the long, long neck like a swan. But the beak is curved and dipped down. The same bird represented for Thoth or Tahuti in ancient Egyptian magic and inscription. And we have them here naturally in New Orleans. We also have many birds that many of you would consider tropical that many of you have only seen in a cage. For instance, green parrots. The green parrots warned us in my little neck of the woods when Hurricane Katrina was coming. It is said that they were escaped some years ago, maybe some decades ago, from the Audubon Park Zoo. But they are naturally able to adapt to our climate and our weather and can get back and forth from here on the Gulf to the tropics relatively easily. So we have a lot of exotic tropical blue and red and green parakeets and parrots of course, the whooping cranes or the egrets and various other exotic birds. The first time I saw a hawk in action, swoop down and grab a pigeon. It may have been a dove because you realize pigeons and doves have greatly intermixed to some degree, particularly here in the South. So it may have been a dove, but the hawk just swooped down and picked it up and flew off with it. I had only seen that on TV and National Geographic until I moved to New Orleans. One of the many reasons that I love the city, that I came back to the city post-Katrina, and I have been gathering some videos, and I've been working as a Labor Day Virgo to perfect the sound quality. I'm finding that I may need to upgrade my smartphone. Too much wind gets into the mic to distort the sound of some of the videos. Even during the Mardi Gras celebration and the Indian celebration of St. Joseph, some of you might have noticed the sound quality. I'm trying to improve that. But there are just many picturesque scenes, historical scenes, as well as modern scenes to behold, if you will, here in the city. It's why we have cruise ships coming to the city. It's why we have tourists as one of our main industries in the city. There are many reasons that people live here, move here, and continue to come here. And like most places, it's either for you or not. Vegas is either for you or it's not. New York is either for you or it's not. But there are those who I warn that if it's for you and you come here, you just may not be able to leave. or you may be able to return home and only find that you've got to come back, as I did, and relocate here. Indeed, Marie Laveau calls me to New Orleans, and that's why I'm here. That's why I've stayed. I believe that's why I've been successful. No matter what I've done, initiated to do, and I believe I'm truly in touch, in step, if you will, with Spirit as it administers and ministers to me, through me, for me, and before me. And New Orleans clearly was not on my radar at that time. The South was not on my radar at the time. But things really began to change, first in California, where I was in 91, when the Rodney King event took place, which first sort of nudged me out of the nest, if you will, to the reality that at some point I was going to have to leave California. Then someone introduced me to Octavia Butler and her book, Parable of a Sower. And after reading that, there was a second reason I had to leave California. And I won't spoil it for you, so check out that book, Octavia Butler, Parable of a Sower. And it's probably even more alarming now because so many of the things in the book correspond to history, but also current events. So check that out, Parable of a Sower, Octavia Butler. And, of course, the third reason was a journey for which Ron Fife and Minister Daryl Moak brought me to New Orleans for the first time, to the French Quarter for the first time, St. Louis Cemetery number one, Uptown, the Garden District, and I was immediately enchanted, if you will, with the city. As most places, it has its issues. Louisiana and Mississippi are considered the two poorest states in America. But having said that, we are rich in history, in nature, in natural resources, as well as in culture. This is indeed, I used to say this about California, particularly Southern California, but this is indeed another country, if you will. It is not like other parts of the South. Some would even say it is the least Southern of most big cities in the South. But I beg to differ with that. I think it is Southern, but it's also cosmopolitan in a historic way, but even in a more modern context. Because it's always been a main port, we've always had a mix of everything here. Entertainment, people, cultures, food, art, all those things kind of coming together in a gumbo pot, if you will, to create something new and something original, which is New Orleans. So I will forever to be here until the next Katrina, until the next great flood. And if we are allowed to return, I will evacuate and return at some point. As long as Spirit gives me strength, resources, and community. Welcome, Tarot One, Divine Peace and Blessings, Revelation and Manifestation unto you, Kalahat, Amenti, Astrology. Of course, our callers on the phone lines, I am humbled by your divine being and presence. Area code 678, area code 510, area code 314, area code 212. Welcome to this square circle of divine and blessed beings, gods and goddesses, prophets and prophetesses, here with the Power Lunch, the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Tide Potions, and Hoodoo Central. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, we are reactivating, re-celebrating, reintroducing our Wednesday night, our original Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. show with the Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number when I am airing is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If I am not airing and there is no scheduled show for that day, or the scheduled show for that day has already played, you will get a recording suggesting that there are no shows scheduled for today. If you call, and you call before the scheduled show, so if you call on a Tuesday and it's before noon, it will give you a countdown to the next show. If you call on a Wednesday, starting next week at 12 noon, it will give you a countdown to the 7 p.m. Wednesday evening show. But otherwise, if there's no show, if it's a weekend and I have no special show or anything planned, it will say there is no show scheduled. It doesn't mean you shouldn't save the number to your cell phone. By all means, save the number. And you will be surprised how convenient it is to have the number when you just may be out at an appointment or doing some chores. And you just might want to tune in and listen. You might be away. You might be on vacation. You might want to introduce the show to someone, and I may happen to be on air. So please do save that number to your mobile devices, if you will, area code 347-215-8967, and do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad when I am on air, and I will be more than happy to assist you with your questions, comment, and request. I'm going to take a short break, and I will be bored. All is a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil.
I'm not.
conversation going on about New Orleans and different participants' experiences with New Orleans and businesses in New Orleans. I would also like to greet humbly Amici, Nuket, Kalahat, Angelic Soap, Pharaoh, One, and all of our special guests, including our phone caller 678-212-510, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and prosperity to each and every one of you. To sort of bring the chat conversation onto the archive and the phone line, we're sort of talking about some of the changes in customer service. As I mentioned, right before we went to break, it is often said by many, more than a few, that New Orleans is probably the least southern of all southern cities. And I only think that's because of its sort of, to use my own word, big city feel. It's a small town. New Orleans is probably about the size of Annapolis, Maryland, probably about the size of Newark. Newark might even be a little bit bigger than New Orleans. Elgin, Illinois, might be the size of New Orleans, to give you some perspective. Pasadena, California, might be just about the size of New Orleans. So it is indeed a small town, but it gives you the big city feel. When I decided to go south, to leave both coasts, I had lived in New York, I had lived in Florida, I'd lived in Los Angeles, Pasadena, Santa Monica. I wanted something similar to the big cities on the coast. I need to have access to water. I learned that the hard way when I moved to Atlanta, how much I really needed and depended on that water. So much so that Minister Moak would bring me to the water in Louisiana just to allow me that ritual exposure and time. So obviously, of course, without many, you know, much deliberation, but obviously this was the locale, but it was the call that pushed me, if you will, to move here. And understand, I'm accustomed to a certain type of lifestyle, a certain access to shopping and stores and resources and public transportation. So there were many things that went into the decision. Indeed, New Orleans is just small enough. I can ride my bike from one side of town to the other. You know, within my range of activities, there's not much that I do that requires me going further than that. And of course, when I need that, it's available to me. There are not many cities in America that are as bicycle-friendly, if you will, as New Orleans. Denver, Colorado is a city that's bicycle-friendly, I believe, to some degree, if you're in the city. Now, once you start getting out into those suburbs and those expansive highway destinations, you know, biking is a little rough. But here in town, I can run all my errands. I can carry $150 worth of groceries on my bike and not have to sit in traffic, not have to buy gas, not have to pay car insurance, you know, all the things that come with having a vehicle. So it's one of the things that I love about the city. I like having access to both fresh water and salt water, having access to the river, having access to the Gulf, and being able to boat. Even locally, on a daily basis, there are those who live on what we call the West Bank, who boat the ferry across the river every day to work or to shop or to socialize. And there are many obvious world spiritual rituals and symbolisms involving water and energy being cleansed and purified by water, spirit beings having to align themselves, if you will, under certain laws by water. The story of the Bay of Pigs in the Bible is an example of that. It is believed in hoodoo that ghosts, and now notice I said ghosts and not spirits, cannot travel water, cannot pass over water. So there's a time-old Igbo, if you will, of dealing with children and people who have bad dreams who are visited by what we call the hank in the South, where you place a silver kitchen item, a silver fork, a silver spoon, which of course would have been more available in the South and in this part of the South and maybe some other parts of the country. So it's cultural, it's ethnic, it's regional, it's all those gumbo ingredients. And water is a part of that ritual in that you place water under or near the bed. And these troublesome spirits, which are trapped, if you will, ghosts are spirits that are trapped interdimensionally and still have some manifestation in this physical earth plane realm, but also, you know, the doorway into the spirit realm. So they are a different class of spirits than deities, than demons, than angels, than Orisha, than Lawa, than ancestral, than deceased spirits. It's a different class of entities. And many of you know, particularly if you watch Discovery Channel and History Channel, New Orleans is said to be the most haunted city in America. And to some degree, I believe that to be true. When I first stepped into the French Quarter, I had to be held up, literally held up. Fortunately, we were in a group. We were walking the street. I believe it was either just before, I'm not quite sure what time of year it was now that I think about it. I want to say it was Labor Day, but it wasn't the holidays. We were like here right before or right after, something like that. So there were no events, you know, to speak of, but it still gives you that celebratory event-like feel. You get that Mardi Gras feel all year round here, not just when Mardi Gras is going on. And, of course, they provide that, particularly in the French Quarter, for the tourists and the visitors. So once we stepped off of Esplanade, which is a old street but modern paved road, if you will, onto that cobblestone in the French Quarter, I immediately sunk to my knees. It was like I went back in time, and I could see the past. Even now, as I tell you the story, I can see and feel the sensations, the smell of the past. And even at that time, I was not aware. This had to be 1997. I was not aware of my Creole ancestry. I wasn't aware that we even had roots to Louisiana or New Orleans. I wasn't aware of any of that at the time. But immediately I saw that vision, that look into the past. And, of course, I was supported and I kind of regained myself, if it were. But the first few days here were very difficult. Even after I finally moved here in subsequent years, going into the French Quarter was an experience for me. And even now, I'm just a little more in control, I think, of that sensation, if you will. And, of course, there's a lot of history. There are walking tours, ghost tours, vampire tours. We have assorted characters from within the spirit realm, if you will, which are attended to here in New Orleans, both for the tourists, but also on the local nature. And the two tend not to be the same thing. Someone was mentioning in the chat, while you guys are really talking it up today in the chat, I might not be able to find it now. Okay, it's a little far back. Okay, someone was talking about the quarter. I can't remember exactly what was being said, but I wanted to mention that the locals have a very different relationship with the quarter. You have those locals who work in the quarter. It's their job. They go to their hotel, they go to their restaurant, their shop, and they go back to their community. And that's why I've been trying to post the videos on my YouTube, Voodoo Thai, as well as on my Facebook, The Divine Prince, to sort of give you that symbolic visual understanding that there's a tourist aspect. Just like we hear that there is a Hollywood aspect to voodoo, there's also the real deal. So there's the tourist aspect of what New Orleans is, and then there is the real deal. And typically the locals, unless you working in the quarter, have some business in the quarter, we don't go into the quarter, particularly during events when there are massive crowds on the street. Just walking or biking or driving is impossible in the quarter during a festival or parade or event. Also, we might take our, you know, when you come into town, I will take you into the core. I will take you, you know, as you would in most cities, to the tourist destinations. But most people want to see what goes on in the real, everyday, 9-to-5. So there's a very different relationship. Even some of the stories that are told when you take the walking tours don't necessarily line up with the stories that you hear from the locals. I posted two pictures. One I titled Hanging Tree, but it was actually the Dueling Tree. There are two trees in City Park, and I believe one in Alderman Park, where during French and Spanish period, pre-United States, New Orleans, duels were handled in those parks under those trees. But then there's also hanging trees, which symbolize those trees and are specific to certain neighborhoods or communities that actually have a negative connotation to the locals for the history of lynching and hanging. Some of the tour guides will tell you this. Some of the tour guides will not tell you this. Some of the tour guides will tell you that there were no slave markets in New Orleans, which clearly is not factual if you even understand history. But we did have also stalls, if you will, cages, if you will, that were placed in Jackson Square, that were placed on Porter Street, that were placed in the river walk areas where the ships were being loaded and unloaded, where slaves would have been housed, displayed, caged like animals at Petco for people to view and purchase and buy. Some of the tourist guides will tell you this. Some of the tourist guides will not tell you this. But the locals will tell you this. And as with most tourists, industry-based cities, you have to have a license, if you will, to be a tour guide here in New Orleans. So I don't personally provide tour guides, but we are allowed to do what most people do, which is when people come into town, my friends, family, community, my listeners, if you call me, contact me, I will gladly give you the more personalized view of the city. We hear stories of Marie Laveau and ceremonies and levees, and most people have no real understanding of the levees or have only seen the view of the levees during Katrina, which often were the modernized levees, the earthen levees, like here along the river uptown and in the Carrollton part of the city, River Bend, part of the city, the Irish Channel, if you will, have earthen levees, which are sort of like mounds, hills, high hills, covered over in grass, and that separates the city from flooding, from the water, from the river. So I'm making an attempt to sort of video record some of that to share to you, also because I think that it helps to bring into perspective the history and experience of hoodoo and voodoo as it relates specifically to New Orleans. You have to look at the environment, just as we do with the Aztecs, as we do with the Egyptians. We have to look at the architecture, the environment, the archaeology, if you will, of a place, of a city, of an environment, to truly get a clearer understanding and representation of any religious culture and practice. From a tourist perspective, you hear of Mardi Gras Indians, you hear of baby dolls, you hear of skeletons and Mardi Gras, and indeed they are intrinsically tied and associated with Mardi Gras. But depending on where you look, they are also referred to as voodoo organizations. And if you ask the common participant on the street, they would tell you of no such voodoo. But if you talk to a local in their kitchen or on their stoop, that you hear stories of voodoo, you hear stories of legend, of history, of events, of practices that solidify not only the religious presence of voodoo in New Orleans, but the hoodoo practice, ritual practice of hoodoo here in the city. And I know many have tried to separate the two, but the two cannot be separated. For those who know and understand, who have opened themselves up to reading a book, to searching the New Orleans Library and Archives, as I have done, have talked to natives, have talked to locals, you know that the two cannot be, will not be ever separated. There is the ritual practice, and there is the ever-present religious practice and adherence to voodoo here in the city of New Orleans. I want to take another break. Again, for those newcomers, I welcome you humbly. Can lay all of our special guests, Carol Juan, Kalahat Aminti Astrology. I mentioned earlier in the show that indeed it's warming up. People are coming. We have visitors. So the show is a little bit different today, and I need to quickly attend to something. So if I'm not giving you what you're accustomed to, I do apologize. If you appreciate what I am sharing with you, I do appreciate that as well. So I will be forward momentarily. I am humbled by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Voodoo Central, both live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Each and every working weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 12 noon, U.S. Central Standard Time. And starting next week, I will go back to my original Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. format. So there will not be a power lunch on Wednesday beginning next week. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Thank you. divine, all blessed. Thank you so much for your patience, your love, your support. Kendaleo, you asked the question in the chat, have you ever been to Yazoo, Mississippi? This is a true story. My parents were the first black couple to stay in Yazoo Mississippi Motel. Or hotel, I'm not sure if it was called, it was probably called a hotel back then. But there was only one hotel, and my parents were the first black couple to stay in that hotel in Yazoo, Mississippi. So I'm very familiar with Yazoo, Mississippi. I'm very familiar with many of the towns near Yazoo, Mississippi. Are you familiar with Louise, Mississippi? Probably almost everybody in Louise is related to me in some way. That is my ancestral ground, if you will. Me and some of the community members were talking about Prenda, the Kobe pots or the cast iron Egu pots that many keep on their altars in the Palo tradition and in some houses in Santeria. And one of the locations that I've gathered earth from over the years has been from Louise, Mississippi. And our family lived in what was called the Quarter. And, of course, the Quarter has all of its connotations to slavery and to history and to families being given a certain plot of land to sort of grow and have children and have families to feed the economy, if you will, with labor. So we had a Quarter in Louise, Mississippi, which is really turning back into a swamp or bayou. So my family was forced to move to the opposite side of the highway. And I think that's Highway 17, Tell 1. Am I right about that? I think that's Highway 17 right there that goes through Louise. So, oh, wow. I'm not exactly sure what you mean when you say I did time in Louise, but any connotation could be rough, depending on your understanding. Yeah, but it's as deep south as you can get. It's as rural as it can get. It's as southern as it can get. And if you're looking to connect with history, take a journey. Take a bus ride. Drive a car through the south, which might be a little safer now than in some years past. There was a time there was rumors that even having a car with out-of-state tags and being a family of color and definitely driving a decent, you know, luxury car, you would be stopped in many of these small towns, if not for just economic reasons, to issue you a ticket and get you to pay that fine. But, yes, my mother and father were the first black family to stay in a hotel in Yazoo, Mississippi. This had to be, I want to say 70, maybe 71. Me and my younger sister were really young at that time in elementary school. And it's one of the events that I remember well from my childhood because of the talk, particularly the talk amongst the family and the black folk, you know, about doing that and not being lynched and not being run out of town or not, you know, having the sheriff show up or something, you know, crazy happen. It's unfortunate, but it is indeed a part of our history. And have no doubt, lynching still goes on. It still goes on. There's still a historic fear of that, if you will. Tara, one, if you're responding to me, absolutely. Absolutely, it still goes on. If I'm recalling correctly, as recently, I want to say February 2010 in Mississippi. It may have been even more recent than that, but for some reason I'm wanting to say February of 2010. So, but it's still going on. It's still happening. And there's still that fear for many within some of these communities about where you go and when you go, particularly after dark. So again, if you're looking to connect, and I'm always surprised that, particularly when we think of the conscious community, I'm really surprised that more of them are not moving south, particularly the more radicalized ones, if you will. We still have the land. We still have an economy by means of which many, particularly if you come here from the north with some skills, you could really do well in the south. And I'm really surprised that many more have not. When we look at the Lawa community, the Orisha community, Voodoo community, Santeria community, Lakomi community, I'm just shocked that more of them are not moving south as opposed to trying to cluster in New York, in New Jersey, in Philadelphia, in many of these cities that will not be able to survive any major catastrophes such as what we are seeing happening in Japan. One of the first things you are going to lose is water, public transportation, access to certain food resources. You know, Walmart will not be open. 18-wheelers, under certain circumstances, will not be rolling. I was out on the bike earlier today, took quite a journey from one side of the town to the other, and the long scenic route, if you will, by way of the river. And I was really surprised at some of the developments. You can clearly see housing designed to withstand future floods, schools, churches, temples with gardens, organic gardens within their confines, within their gate, where it used to be flowers, where it used to be azaleas. You are now seeing green and fruit and herbs being grown, and I think that's a very powerful thing. We're calling it something modern, going green, but it's really not modern. It's getting reconnected with spirit, with the earth, with nature, with ourselves. Yeah, I am reading the chat. It's a very interesting thing, Candelaria, for me. Now, understand, I was born in Chicago, and then we moved to Maryland probably when I was four. I want to say three or four, probably four. Now, Maryland, depending on where you are in the state, is still a part of the South. But it's treated overall like a northern city. D.C. is made up of a donation of land from Maryland and a donation of land from Virginia, both southern states. But again, we consider that region of the country the north. It is indeed the farthest north you can be in the south and still be in the south. So I am from the south, if you will, but moving to New Orleans and then to Jackson, Mississippi during the period of evacuation, then going to Dallas, Texas during the Hurricane Katrina evacuation, and then subsequently ending up in Memphis really gave me a reality check about where I was. And the history of the South, the nature of the South, the dichotomy of the South, what has changed, what has to change, what is even more evident, and what is maybe a little more subdued, if you will. But indeed, I feel free in New Orleans. But I'm always aware of how quickly we can go back in time just stepping outside of the city, just crossing the state line, crossing Lake Pontchartrain and going into Mississippi, and really feel as if you are back in time. Structure, housing, there are people here in the South who still do not have running water, who still do not have the access to the internet, to cable TV, that many of you assume to be a natural part of the equation wherever you may live. I have family who live in Benton, Mississippi, which is, I believe, north, just north of Jackson, Mississippi, who can't get internet because of where they live, had to have their road laid down when they decided to move there. There's still enough land. And again, to me, that would be inviting to be able to get away from the over-modernization of the north and to be able to move somewhere and have to have my water brought in, have to have lines drawn for my utilities, to be able to grow. I have family who have deer running their land, who have other resources, if you will, on their land. I have family who's getting paid by the U.S. government not to mow their land because it is a part of a natural habitat for some bird or some insect or some other thing in nature. I think that's a wonderful thing. And I'm just surprised that many more of us, and I'm speaking to us, there's a certain type of person who listens to this type of show, who talks about spirituality, who talks about consciousness, who talks about aliens, who talks about paranormal things, metaphysical things. We come from a different mold, if you will. So I invite you, plan, take vacations, visit New Orleans, visit other parts of the South, get a feel. There's so much more happening here, I think, than the stereotype and what people often think, feel, or say. Indeed, it was like coming back in time to some degree for me when I first decided to move south. But it gradually became a part of my reality, what felt right to me, and obviously more so New Orleans. I could do what I'm doing anywhere, but to be able to do this here and be a part of this community, a part of this heritage, this history, this culture is a powerful and profound thing. I'm going to take just another break. I will be forward momentarily. Remember, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or a request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you momentarily. All is indeed a blessing.
Je vous attends, je vais aller. Vous me portez quoi, je vous ai pas. Thank you.
Divine All Blessed, thank you so much for your support, your love, your attention to the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, both live and archived here on Blog Talk Radio. We are indeed having a lively conversation in the chat just about the South in general and our different feelings and relationships to the South and as it relates to where each and every one of us are individually now, as well as some other lively topics. For those of you who are on the phone but not in the chat, know that you're only getting part of the show. And, of course, those of you who are only listening to the show in archive, you too are missing the live experience of sharing and caring with the House of the Divine Prince in this square circle of God and Goddess. And I also want to remind you to please utilize the Share This button that they now have conveniently placed on the profiles and on the individual show pages. It is near the top of the page, just below that red line that says on live now, or shows the date and time of the next show if we were not on live now. And click the Facebook link and the Twitter link and the Google Buzz link and the Facebook like button. And please do this for me, not only when you come and listen to the show live, but especially those of you who are listening in archive via the remote players. I am aware that you are listening. There is a means of my getting that information. But the others are not aware that you're listening, and I would greatly appreciate that support. Not everyone is able to send a donation. Not everyone is able to assist us in getting a new computer, but you can indeed assist me by clicking the Share This button. Whenever you visit the page, not only now, but whenever you visit the page, whenever you might think of it, whenever you're blogging. Also, again, acknowledge our sponsors. We do get some recognition and compensation for your investigating the sponsors. Dish TV, I'm still seeing AT&T. It's amazing. These commercials just all disappear now when I try to actually look for them. Remember there was a time that they would just start playing in the middle of the show. Now that I actually want to look at them, when I try to look at them, they disappear on me. But there are always various commercials on the page that Blog Talk Radio places on the page. And I know for some of you more conservative listeners, you have that issue about supporting corporate America and these big businesses. But these commercials being on our page also help us to be here. So please do. I'm not for or against any product. Just take the time to click on the advertisement, look at them, laugh at them, talk about them, whatever you choose and however you choose to respond to them. But know that it is a way of acknowledging me and the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central by being here. It's just like getting a vote, if you will. So please do that when you listen live, but also when you visit the page at any given time of the day or night. I most certainly appreciate that. And I also want to take the time to acknowledge some of my local sponsors who, for also without their resources and assistance, I would not be doing what I do. And I always have to start with Dr. Joy. Dr. Joy introduced me to the internet, to King, to Live Person. And she is connected, she is available, if you will, through the Queen's Chamber of my website, utilizing her King spiritual service link. She does work by appointment only. She's a very busy woman here in the community of New Orleans, so she's very rarely on King Live. But she will more than happy to acknowledge an appointment. And do let these sponsors know that you heard about them from Divine Friends. I also want to recognize King and Queen Emporium International. They are located at 2500 Bayou Road at North Dershowitz Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, where they offer a variety of Pan-African and holistic, I believe, supplies, body oil, burning oil, incense, candles, resins, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe, body glaze, shea, souffle, buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley products, CDs, and DVDs. And they are at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. I want to acknowledge my main crystal mineral gemstone supplier, Joy Guha Sakar. When those of you are contacting me personally, privately, off air, about gris-gris, about stones, about crystals, she is the person who assists me in getting them for you. So let's acknowledge Joy Guha Sakar of Earth Odyssey. She is at www.earthodyssey.com. Also, I would not be here doing what I am doing without the blessing of Priestess Miriam Shamani, founder and queen mother of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple, world-renowned, world-famous, major tourist destination Voodoo Spiritual Temple, Priestess Miriam Shamani at 828 North Rampart Street. She is at www.voodoospiritualtemple.org, www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. Please do show her that support. She is my elder, my godmother, my leader, my inspiration. Between her and Dr. Joy, they are my cornerstones for being present in New Orleans, doing what I do. They've taught me, they've instructed me, they've educated me, they've assisted me financially, and I am grateful for both of their work. Priestess Miriam is probably a little bit more well-known than Dr. Joy, again, because she is a major tourist destination. People come here from all over the world to see Priestess Miriam and to visit the Voodoo Spiritual Temple. Second to her would probably be me, humbly, the Divine Prince. So please do show her that support. My favorite spiritual supply house, F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, 801 North Broadway, Felix Figueroa, area code 504-482-5400. Tell him what you want, what you're looking for. Sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, and perfumes. He also has access to Ifa Yoruba ritualized items, which those of you who are initiated know there are certain processes you have to normally go to get those items. So do let these people know that you heard about them, were referred to them, were mentioned by them, by the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. Zion Trinity, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. www.ZionTrinityBand.com. They are the reasons that I drum every Sunday at 2 o'clock in Congo Square. ZionTrinityBand.com. Also, one last sponsor and community member, www.InternationalArtsFoundation.com. They are celebrating on March 19th, 2011. Well, that's past. Sorry about that. But do visit their website, www.InternationalArtsFoundation.com. And, of course, I'm always here with you and for you in any endeavor. Spiritualist Catherine Divine, Light and Illumination, Candelario, Kalaha Aminti, all of our special guests, Carol One, I'm grateful for your divine being and presence. And, of course, those of you who have been with me since the beginning on the phone line, area code 678, area code 718, I am humbled by your divine being and presence. Know that I am here with you and for you in your endeavors. If you are looking for Gregory, if you're looking for Talisman, if you're looking for Crystal Wand, if you're looking for dreadlock crowns, koopies, handcrafted bags, totes, I am here with those items. I don't often market them enough, suggest them enough. I'm still updating pictures. I'm still updating video of some of the products. I do design crystal offensive and defensive jewelry in solid silver with natural stones, wands, talismans, just about any magical item that you can imagine. What I do not make, I have access to some of the sponsors that I have shared with you here on the show. I also have resources for African fabric, textile, clothes, artifacts such as masks, spears, drums, all of the things that you can possibly imagine. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. At some point, I'm going to get it together, and I'm going to get Teresa Kalahat to help me to get this website up to date. And I'm going to get all of that in there with all the links and clicks and things to make it easy for you to sort of navigate and make connections. Do continue to support Minty and her Block Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber, Queen Ifama, Queen Akushiwa, Sister Abana, Brother Majadi Baruti, Big Steve, many members of my community, both old, as far as the length of years we've known each other, and new. And know that we are moving forward in 2011 and beyond. Remember who you are. You are a powerful, loving, loved, created being of the Most High God and Goddess. And we embody aspects of all those qualities. Some would say that we only use 10% of our brain, of our conscious capacity. Just begin by imagining the other 90. What is that? What would that be? What could that be? And begin to stimulate those pathways. Find time to eat healthy. In the words of my mentor from Atlanta, you cannot survive. You cannot live by eating the dead carcasses of animals, pus and mucus of cows and chickens, synthesized, processed, artificial. We must begin to go back to the earth, to fruits, to vegetables, to herbs, to nuts, to grains, to fresh water. Before we lose these things and lose all respect, honor, and reverence for these things, we do that by acknowledging our own divinity and our own connection to spirit and our responsibility to that, with that. I will be here tomorrow, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Block Talk Radio with Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Revelation and Manifestation. I am humbled, honored, appreciative of your time here with me, for indeed you could be anywhere on the World Wide Web. You could be on Facebook now, but you decided to come and show me that support, and I am truly, truly grateful. Know that I am available 24/7, 360 degrees via my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Utilize my groups, support all the readers, various readers, Dr. Joy, that are Divine Bonterre, that are in the groups. Let them know that you were referred by the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca. And know that I am here with you and for you in any endeavor. And until tomorrow, remember that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test of this divine mysteries of this life cycle. Know that those of you who are with me on the phone lines, I will play music until the very last person hangs up. And you can generally tell that because I will leave the chat open until that last person hangs up. And at that time, I will close everything out. So until tomorrow, all is a blessing. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love.
Do you love me? Hello.